second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, which is totally open phone. And here's the number to call in on if you'd like to call in and say a few words or ask questions. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Of course, you know you got to put a 1 in front of the 800. 1-800-313-9443. Okay, thanks, folks. We're into the second hour here. And we're trying to call Bruce back and get a phone number where you can order by credit card. Okay? Alice is going to call Bruce back and see if he's got a number where you can order by credit card, a phone number. Okay, let's go to an article here. Secret CIA black site in Somalia exposed. Okay, when investigative journalist Jerry Scahill landed in Mogadishu last June, he and filmmaker Rick Rowley set out to investigate Ethiopia's U.S.-backed invasion of Somalia in 2007. However, within 48 hours of touching down in the nation's largest city, the pair learned of a secret CIA facility that both had unsuspectedly caught a glimpse of the day they arrived. It was hidden in plain sight, tucked in the corner of the Aden Adi International Airport on the coast of the Indian Ocean. Scahill describes the facility as a sprawling compound that looks and smells like a small gated community with more than a dozen buildings behind large protective walls and secured by guard towers at each of its four corners. An even more shocking discovery was made after Scahill came in contact with a Somali man who claimed to have once been jailed in an underground prison buried beneath Somali National Security Agency. The existence of this prison was later corroborated by Scahill's sources, some of whom were Somali nationals who had worked with the CIA on counterterrorism operations in Mogadishu. These sources told Scahill that the CIA pays the salaries of these Somali agents who run the prison, and U.S. agents regularly use the facility to interrogate and torture detainees who are being held there. Scahill subsequently interviewed several other former prisoners who all described conditions inside the prison as inhumane. It is essentially one long corridor lined with cells infested with bed bugs and mosquitoes. There are neither windows nor adequate ventilation. The doors to the cells are unlocked. Prisoners have no place to go and are often found sitting in corners or wandering around aimlessly. Some scratch incessantly because of the mosquitoes. Others bang their heads against the wall as they descend into madness. Okay, that's all of that report, folks. And when we get back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network, we'll get to the callers. Okay, there's several callers on my screen here. God bless you all. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. The second hour is open phone. So please call in. We're going to Eric in Michigan. Brother Eric in Michigan, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Well, good afternoon, Brother Jack. Great to be with you.
Good to have you back with us, Eric.
Thank you. And I sure appreciate hearing about Susan Lindauer and her book. And I don't know if you have a number for publisher, but if there is a number, I don't have a computer, so I gotta work through the library. I already called the library to see if they can order it in, but I think people who can do so ought to order multiple copies and start getting them out to selected people. I'm even going to try to approach the VFW halls. Although I'm going to avoid the post commanders because they always tell me they can't be political, even though they vote and pay taxes and all that. But the American Free Press, Jack, is that that appears to be a really good resource. And
it sure is, brother. It sure is.
Okay, so I got a hold of some people in my area. Who are life, liberty, pursuit of happiness enthusiasts. And so we're going to we're going to present that newspaper at area gun shows. And the editor, Chris, told me that they're offering a whole year membership for $30 instead of $60. So anybody who would like to really get the inside scoop, the uncensored facts on a whole array of subject matter, now's your golden opportunity. Also, right. Out there in Oregon, Brother Jack, do you know about Emissary Publications, Des Griffin with the Midnight Messenger?
Oh, yes. He's been mailing me the Midnight Messenger for years.
Oh, beautiful. Well, he's got that annual book and tape issue. It's newspaper format. I think it may be the most amazing resource I've ever found, you know, for historic books and all that. So, you know, I want to encourage people to look into that as well. I really hope people in the audience will get to the gun shows and just, you know, present the American Free Press newspaper. They can call them and they can easily make arrangements with AFP as I have done. And also Des Griffin with the Midnight Messenger and that book tape newspaper. Also, Jack, if there's anybody in the audience who might have had an NRA subscription in 91, they used to have a publication, American Rifleman and American Hunter. Well, in the American Rifleman, November 91, I found this only because I was out at a local gun shop campaigning for Bull Greitz. Yeah, that would have been summer of 92. And the owner said, yeah, sure, you know, come out here and campaign. So I did, and they had, previous issues of the American Rifleman. Well, in November 91, the executive director, who was a D-Day graduate, did a extensive article on militias, according to the statutory code, and he also revealed the fact that the United States Code has provision for the government providing current issue of military rifle and sidearm, as well as the ammunition and the training, because of the fact that there's two militias. There's the organized, and then there's the secondary militia, which is all able-bodied people like me. And so I have a feeling it's still there, Jack, Brother Jack. I believe it's still there. And American Riflemen, November 91, is where they can read all about that. Unfortunately, I stupidly loaned the only copy I had, never got it back. So I don't have that article myself, but I remember it vividly. And I think that would be a great thing to do, because in Switzerland, where they have that system, there's essentially no crime. And, you know, it's the war on terror, right? We need to help. As Barack Obama said, he needs our help, Jack. So, you know, they're unable to steal off the borders. They're unable to deter crime in our local communities. So I'm going to start campaigning on that basis also, to organize a local, you know, like grassroots militia, so that we can protect our neighborhood, since, you know, the police are being laid off all over the place. And like the president said, you know, it's the age of volunteerism. You need our help to restore accountability and integrity and transparency. And what better way than, well, this is a great way, I think, to pursue that endeavor. And
It is, brother.
And the last thing I want to say, Brother Jack, is Sheriff Richard Mack, I haven't read his book, but I got to believe he would have inside knowledge on this. See, if we could take back our property, our private land, from the local municipal corporations, because whenever anyone records their private land deed, and the people at Escape Harassment escapeharassment.com. I think they advertise on GCN. Yeah, I'm sure they do. Well, they've got that all nailed down, Brother Jack. We got to go into the local county government, demand accountability by showing them that whenever anyone records their private land deed, it establishes a secret trust without informed consent of the registering recording party. And without informed consent, Brother Jack, that constructive secret trust contract is null and void. It's all operational only on implied consent, meaning whoever does that act of recording, registering their private land deed, it's implied that that individual has full knowledge of what he or she is doing. You know, the full extent of the ramp, but who does? Nobody. No one I've ever talked to has even any clue that that act establishes a secret constructive trust contract. But, you know, since all contract law is based on informed, full disclosure in good faith, meaning no inadvertent or deliberate concealment of any of the applicable conditions, provisions of the contract, and then you got valuable consideration and clean hands. Well, guess what, Brother Jack? All four of those principal tenets of contract law are violated every time anyone ever records their private land deed. So all we got to do is go in to the county government, sit on their meeting, say, hey, folks, are you aware that you're engaged in legalized fraud and extortion and racketeering? Because what are they doing, Brother Jack? They're extorting everybody for the benefit of the Federal Reserve banking system.
Yes, true.
So, you know, I'm on a crusade here, Brother Jack, until the day I die. And one last thing. Brother Bo Greitz had planned to implement John F. Kennedy's agenda. Start printing U.S. Treasury notes, bring back the silver dollars to back it up, end all this fraudulent debt with the Federal Reserve, pay him back their original $500 million, kick him out of the country or round them up and feed them to the polar bears. That's what I'd like to do. Round them all up, including the Wall Street bankster gangsters, Paulson, Geithner, Bernanke, the whole array of them. Alan Greenspan, feed them to the polar bears.
Right.
See how well they can swim with the polar bears. That's
where my head's
at.
Well, God bless you, Brother Eric. Thank you for
calling in today.
God bless you. Thanks for being an activist out there for God and country, Eric. Appreciate you. Okay, folks, here's that call-in number again. If you'd like to call in on the Officer Jack McLam program this hour, it's 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in and say a few words or to ask questions. Okay, let's go to Steve in Virginia. Steve in Virginia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hello, it's nice to talk with you again. I was going to give a website here. We heard Dr. Rima actually earlier today, and very good information from the guest. If anybody would be interested, healthfreedomportal.org.
Health?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Portal.org.
Freedom, what is it?
And then portal, .org.
How do you spell portal?
That's P-O-R-T-A-L.
T-A-L, .org.
Uh-huh, and that was something I was just wanting to share also. But I had a question. Of course, the guest, Mr. McCarthy, I know is not there now, but I had a question about if you own a home, well, in a sense, if you're paying still, are you really the owner? Do you have a tangible asset? I know he mentioned something about having an asset, and then you're a true seller if you want to sell it.
Yeah.
But
okay, hang on, Steve. I hear the music. We're going to go to some very important messages on RBN. We'll be right back with Steve in Virginia.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to go right back to Steve in Virginia. Brother Steve, go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you. It was a question that formed in my own mind when Mr. McCarthy was speaking. You know, it's just that if a person has a home and wishes to sell it, and is it still considered a tangible asset if the seller or if the, you know, the homeowner is still paying on the home in the system and according to his criteria? It's just a question I was wondering about. Would the person still have a tangible asset and be considered a true seller?
Well, I think you could probably ask escapeharassment.com that question, Brother Steve, and they will probably have an answer for you.
Oh, okay. I'll check up on that.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask you how with this governor there in Idaho, are things still not looking too bright as far as some of the decisions he's made?
Yes.
As far as the Chinese
that's absolutely true. Last year he went and flew out to China, Communist China, and asked the Communist Chinese to come into Idaho and start businesses here. But what they're doing is he didn't realize that they're starting a big city across from Boise down there, and they're bringing in their own personnel, their communist soldiers, both male and female, to run the businesses down there across from Boise. And they're bringing in a big international airport into their city down there, and we can't go and inspect it at all. And they're going to be bringing in military equipment and feeding it by truck all across the United States to these 242 different cities and towns, these communist Chinese towns that they're building all across the United States.
So yeah.
That's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be bringing in only military personnel dressed as civilians to run the operations there. They're not going to hire any Americans at all.
Yeah. I don't know if you recall, I may have mentioned to you in the past that we live over here by Dulles Airport, you know, outside of Washington.
Yeah.
My job is to, we do the people movers and to pick up these flights. And I mean, it's just endless, the Chinese flying in from, Beijing, and who knows where they go from here.
Right.
But there's just thousands I've seen myself just working over there.
Yeah.
Communist
abomination, our phony president. He's not our president of the United States.
Right.
Because he was born in Kenya, Africa.
Yeah.
And so he's not our president, but he is bringing in communist Russian troops all across the United States right now.
Yeah.
And communist UN troops all across the United States right now.
Yeah.
And he's bringing in these communist Chinese troops all across the United States.
Yeah.
Getting ready to put us under a communist system.
Yeah.
His bosses at the Council on Foreign Relations have told him two orders. He's given them two orders. One, to remove us to third world nation status in this country, and number two, to put us under a communist totalitarian military system here in the near future. And that's what Abomination is working on, because he's a communist Muslim himself.
Do you believe that, I know you've mentioned the martial law scenarios and using these troops to do that, enforce that as well,
right.
Foreign police. Do you think that a lot of people believe a false flag event is coming very soon on the horizon? Some even think around September 11th.
It is. A false flag event, like the CIA and the Mossad pulled off 9/11 and blamed it on the Muslims. And this time, the false flag event, they're going to blame it on the country they want us to take over, because Iran, they're going to blame it, the false flag event, on Iran.
Uh-huh.
And cause us to go out there and bomb them into the Stone Ages like we did Iraq. And because Iran has said to the communist Chinese and the communist atheists in this country that rule us today, the Zionists, communist Zionists, that they're not going to be, Iran will not be a part of the Antichrist New World Order there in the Middle East. So we have to do a regime change like we did in Iraq.
Yeah.
And Saddam Hussein told them the same thing. And so we went in and killed him and did a regime change and put in a puppet of the communist Zionists out there in Iraq.
Yeah.
And my son's been there three times as a soldier.
Wow.
A military officer. And he says that definitely it is a puppet for the communist Zionists in Iraq, and they want us to do the same thing in Iran.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Okay, folks, we're going back to Steve in Virginia. Brother Steve, go right ahead.
Yes, I appreciate the extra time. I don't want to take too much time. I know there may be other callers, but I wanted to ask you.
There's a lot of callers on the line, so go ahead and finish up, Steve.
I just wanted to ask you, do you think that, is there any way that, and this probably applies, may apply to other states, but in Idaho, is there any way that the people... if they're aware of what's going on, they could somehow counter this stuff that this otter is doing. Is there any way that could be stopped or at least delayed?
We're working on that, Steve.
Uh-huh.
And so far, the people, the majority of the people, don't know what's happening in this state. They don't know that Butch Otter invited the communist Chinese in here, and they're bringing in soldiers, both male and female, dressed as civilians,
yeah,
to get ready to take over the United States.
Yeah. So I guess I know we can't forget, as you say yourself, of course, the powerful prayer for the situations,
right,
that are, whatever scenarios are coming in the near future, and seek the Lord's protection, and I guess continue to resist in any way we can these evil people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but I was going to just mention, I'm going to close, I was just going to mention this that website I gave out, the Health Freedom one. There's just some real helpful information this man shares on Dr. Rima's show, a lot of the things that have happened, a lot of history people may not know, a lot of the, I guess you could say it's kind of an evil spider web of, you know, a lot of stuff that would put a lot of things into perspective, or a lot of stunning information there, which is certainly helpful.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But at any rate, I appreciate, you know, being able to call in, and thank you for your comments. And
okay.
We'll,
thank you, Steve.
Okay.
God
we'll
bless
keep,
you, brother.
Thank you
for being an activist. Thank you for being an activist, Steve, for God and country. Take
God
care.
Bless.
Okay, let's go to Lark in Texas. Lark in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Well, thank you so much, Jack. It's been a while since I called in. I am a great fan of your show.
I hear, Lark, that you're on Republic Broadcasting Network also, aren't you?
Well, yes. Thanks to John Stadtmiller, I did my maiden show just yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Welcome to the.
Well, thank you.
Welcome to RBN, brother.
Yeah, my show airs on Saturdays at from 2 to 3 p.m. Central. Listen, Jack, the reason I called is for two things. The first is regarding military rule in the United States. I want to point out that this has been. In effect, since at least the end of World War II, and I might suggest a wonderful guest, a great lady, Bernadine Smith, with the Second Amendment Committee.
Yes, she's a great American patriot. She sure is. We communicate with her quite often, Lark.
Well, that's just wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. Very valuable information that I learned from her, Jack, and this is for the benefit of your listeners. Her website is libertygunrights.com, and if they will simply read the document, very easy, short read, doesn't take more than 10 minutes. It's called Here's the Reason Why All Guns Are Going to Be Prohibited. Again, here's the reason why all guns are going to be prohibited. Now, the important thing for the listeners to take note of in that document is this thing called Military Standards 499 Systems, and it's hinge on something called inductive reasoning. So if the listener or the reader will take the time to discover quickly what inductive reasoning is, and then also understand what Hegelian dialectic is.
Right.
Understand that military rule implies that all information is disseminated on a need-to-know basis, just like it is in the military, or in the intelligence community, if you will.
Right. Uh-huh.
Then they'll be able to capture the essence of what all that means and why we have this system today, and why it in fact enslaves the American people, this type
yeah.
of system. Now, regarding Bruce McCarthy, I must say I'm currently reading this book, and I also have to say that Bruce McCarthy is a great American.
He is.
Because this book, I value it so much, and the reason is because it's 92 pages. And the reason I value it the way I do is because sometimes you can learn more when the information is tightly put together. In other words, it's concise. It gets to the meat of the matter.
Correct.
And I must say, this book has color photographs in it. My goodness, this book is worth at least $20, not $10. So I don't
yeah.
think there's any way that there could be any profit at $10. Yeah, I personally think this book's worth $150. At least it is to me. But that said, I want to point out, just in conclusion, Jack, that this book is about the law and money. And it's put together in such a way that your kid brother, your kid sister, your niece, your nephew can understand it perfectly, just perfectly. And I would suggest that your listeners take a look at either a Bouvier's or a Black's Law Dictionary and simply look up the word maxims, M-A-X-I-M-S. And Bruce spells this out in his book. In his book, he has boiled the law down to five maxims of law. And when we understand the money system and those five maxims of law, we understand our situation as it exists today.
Right.
Thank you so much, Jack.
Well, God bless you, Lark, and I'm glad you're on Republic Broadcasting Network, brother. God bless you, and thanks for being an activist out there for God and country. We love you.
Jack.
We love you, Lark. Okay, take care, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, let's go to Brother David in Massachusetts. Brother David in Massachusetts, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Jack, can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother.
Oh, okay, yeah, Jack, I'm back here in Boston. We're supposed to get a hurricane, but me and Irene didn't turn out to be so mean after all.
Yeah.
Hey, I enjoyed your guest today, Bruce McCarthy. He's very, very effective.
Good.
Jack, you know what I was going to talk to you about? Because you've had guests on the last couple of shows, but the last time I called in about 3 weeks ago. You know, you should carefully on the you get the archives, Jack, right? The RBN archives for probably for free, huh?
Well, I probably do get them for free, but I don't go down and get them because I'm so busy.
Oh, no, because I was going to recommend that you re-listen. You could learn a lot if you carefully re-listen to that to the show. But I'll tell you what, Jack. What happened was I started calling in, and I can't say everything in one call, but I'm back here, and I know about the feminist supremacists back here, but I know who's really disarming us, Jack. People are getting sick of this business about the United Nations troops, and remember you used to, I remember last year or something, you were telling us to, even if we didn't have a gun, sell our car and get one because, you know, all this business about whatever colored dot was on our mailbox and, you know, whether we get the paper 5 days a week or whether we just get the paper on the weekend or if we just get the Sunday paper, but they were going to drag us out into our yards and shoot us in the head. But, Jack, how do the United – I've been hearing this for years and years, this boogeyman about the United Nations troops disarming us. But just go over to around Boston in Massachusetts, and I think it's pretty much the same in other states, or in many other states. You just go over to the courthouse, and you'll see day in and day out in these courts, the men are being disarmed, that they give out these restraining orders, these abuse orders, left and right. These college students from colleges like MIT and Harvard, they volunteer at the courthouses, and they coach these women that come in to take out a restraining order on their boyfriend or their husband over the slightest. It's like, you know, anyways, Jack. So, but Jack, on that show, the man that immediately called after me, I wish you could have the archives and you could carefully listen and to correctly read the tea leaves here and everything. The man that called in right after me, and I'm not against women. I've made that clear time and time again. In fact, that's why I made it clear that I voted for Cynthia McKinney. Anyone who's against women, don't vote for a woman, okay?
That's right. Cynthia McKinney is a great American patriot.
Yeah, so You know, we want her to get at least 1% of the vote, so she has ballot access, so she can keep bringing these issues to the table.
Right.
Most patriots don't even know how the political process works, but they know nothing about ballot access or anything else. But anyways, Jack, but the man that called in after me, referring to my call, he says the reason guys like me can't stand up in legislatures and our local legislatures and town hall meetings and everything is that we get shouted down by the enemy and everything. See, so what I said resonated with him, and he knows why these feminist supremacists and of course, the feminist supremacists are working right underneath the Jewish supremacists. They're working with your hardcore feminist supremacists are Jewish. They're Jewish,
right.
And they're working with the Jewish supremacists. But anyways, you have to be careful, Jack, because the enemy listens to these shows, too. Now, a guy named Barry called in from California, and he was trying to urge you to ban me from the show. And, Jack, I don't even know Barry, but let me tell you what I do know. I know Barry is one of the most common. Barry is one of the most common Jewish names. I also know if he's telling the truth that he's calling from California. I know that there's many, many Jewish people that live in California. There's many Jewish people named Barry, one of the most common Jewish names in California. And he's trying to ban me from the show. And then a guy called in from Tennessee, and I know this guy. I want him to get his head out of his hollow. He's been in his hollow too long. He keeps saying he hates me because I voted for Cynthia McKinney. He's called in before on show saying America is a white man's land. America is a white man's land. He hates me because I voted for a black and then I voted for a woman, Jack, you know? But But I noticed you seem to. I was kind of disappointed in you, Jack, because you seem to just completely come under the influence of these two people. In other words, you were almost—I almost got the feeling you were ready to impose censorship on me or something over these two bozos that call in. Let me tell that guy in Tennessee something. You gotta get your head out of your hollow, buddy. You haven't been anywhere. America isn't a white man's land, buddy. You gotta go someplace. Just go into Memphis or go into Nashville. Come to Boston. America is anything but a white man's land. In fact, America is rapidly turning into a no man's land. And unless guys like that have a little bit of backbone, stand up to these Jewish supremacists and these feminist supremacists, there's no hope, Jack. I know who's really disarming us, Jack. It's the Jewish supremacists and the feminist supremacists, and they control our courts, Jack. We got to forget about this bogeyman, about the UN troops dragging us out of our homes and putting a bullet in our head in our front yard. That's all baloney. I know it's very dramatic, Jack, and a lot of people find it very exciting. It's much more exciting to be dragged out in your yard and shot in the head than it is to go over to your courthouse with a judge telling every man that gets a restraining order on him, okay, you have to turn in all your guns and all your ammunition. And everything, you know, but anyways, Jack, you know, I'll be honest with you, Jack. After that show, I was almost thinking about, you know, when I get out of Boston, you know, maybe moving out to Northern Idaho and everything. And then, you know, some of these guys like Mark Glenn, and then you're up there, and I mean, but when I hear this kind of talk, here a guy I thought was my brother, and some Jew from California calls in named Barry, telling him to ban me from the show, and then some bigot from Tennessee, some racist bigot from Tennessee, he's the guy that's really anti-woman and anti-black, some racist, sexist pig from Tennessee that's never gotten his head out of his hollow, telling not to take my calls, Jack, and everything. I said, wait a minute, I thought, what the hell am I going to do go up to Northern Idaho? These guys like Mark Glenn and Jack McWham aren't going to stand with me. I'm better off to go up to Maine, where brother Bruce McCarthy's from. The hell with Northern Idaho. I'll just go up to Maine because I know there's some real solid people up in Maine and everything. I'm really getting disenchanted with that Northern Idaho and everything, you know?
Okay, brother. Listen, David, I have to go to other callers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Jack. Thanks for taking my call, Jack, okay?
Okay. God bless you, David. We love you, brother. Take care, and thanks for being an activist for God and country. Okay, let's go to Frank in Oregon. Frank in Oregon, welcome to the Officer Jack McClellan program.
Okay.
What'd you say? Hello, Frank in Oregon? Are you there? Is Frank from Oregon there? Okay, all right. Frank in Oregon, you're on, brother, if you'd like to come on. Hang on. We'll be right back with Frank in Oregon right after these important messages on RBN.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesense, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McClellan program, and Frank dropped off, so we're going to Barbara in Idaho. Barbara in Idaho, welcome to the Officer Jack McClellan program.
Hi, honey, how are you today?
Doing okay, my dear. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I just had a call to make David. He just understood everything that everybody was telling him, though, because he was complaining about how people were complaining about him and how they hate him.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody hates him. I think he does delivery. and how he portrays and speaks about other people is being attacked, not him as a person or what he stands for. Because we have people that want to come to our movement and hear him the way he does present himself on the radio. Do you really think they're going to like listen to the radio any longer or listen to what we have to say? It's your delivery. It's all about how you deliver and present yourself. That was being attacked, not him as a patriot.
Uh-huh.
Well, I hope he understands, and that's all I got to say, Sidney. You have a beautiful day.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara. Folks, I want to tell you about Bruce McCarthy doesn't have a phone number that we can call in and order the book. And he says that he won't take credit cards and he won't take checks. So that $10, and I would add a couple dollars for postage and handling, that $10 for his book, Lawful Money versus Legal Plunder, can be ordered for cash or money orders, okay, only. Cash or money orders, whatever you'd like to send him. And let me give out that address again for Bruce McCarthy. Bruce McCarthy, M-C, capital C-A-R-T-H-Y, at 33563 State Route, and that's R-T-E, period, 537 Graysville, Graysville, Ohio, 45734. Once again, that's 33563 State Route 537 Graysville, Graysville, Ohio, 45734. If you'd like to order the book, Lawful Money versus Legal Plunder, which is a great book, folks. And once you read this, you'll understand everything about money and legal plunder in the United States by the Federal Reserve. Okay? All right, looks like we're totally out of time for today. And don't forget your imprecatory prayers tonight, folks. Don't forget to pray that God will take the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan leadership in America and destroy them with double destruction. Jeremiah asked this in the Bible, and David asked it in the Bible, and God did it. He destroyed their enemy. And so we're hoping that if we get enough prayers going up to God, that he will do that in America. And don't forget to pray that the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan agents all across the land that work right under the leadership, the Antichrist leadership in this country, and ask God to destroy them with double destruction too. Okay, so we can start taking back our country back under God's law and the Constitution. Take care. God bless you. Have a good week. Okay, God bless you and have a good week.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues.